Hello, book lovers. It is terrific to be back here for another edition of Tuesday Book Club. My name is Andrew Popel. Yes, you can catch me on Final Draft Saturday mornings, Wednesday nights, and today I have got a new novel from Claire G. Coleman. Claire is a Noongar writer from Western Australia. She's now based in Naarm, Melbourne. Claire's debut novel is the award-winning Terra Nullius. She's also the author of The Old Lie and the acclaimed non-fiction book Lies, Damned Lies. But today I want to talk about Claire's third novel. It is called Enclave. In the community of Safetown, residents live a comfortable life, secure in the knowledge they are protected by the wall. Within that concrete edifice, security patrol their streets and drones surveil the airways, ensuring even the smallest transgression is met with swift consequences. Christina spent her entire life basking in the comfort of her father's wealth and the security that Safetown provides the daughter of an influential family. Sure, her father is a distant figure, her mother a high-functioning alcoholic, but they've just bought her an apartment and extended her a line of seeming unlimited credit. Safetown was built to protect families like Christine's, and she should be happy with this safety. Except her best friend Jack is missing, and Christine has begun to notice her servants, people who don't quite look like her. I think the potency of Enclave will hit readers in different ways. On a first pass, Enclave seems to have taken the worst of the day's headlines, from Trump's wall, fake islands in the South China Sea, almost sentient algorithms watching our online behaviours. Enclave's taken these ideas and extended them to their horrific conclusions. And this can seem like a grossly distended version of reality, and may strike some as Escher-like, while to others it's going to be some sort of dystopian porn. Coleman sets us up in Safetown, allowing us to walk alongside Christine, but it is not with the sort of familiarity or sympathy we might expect from an anointed heroine protagonist. When we finally meet some of Christine's house staff, and I mean really meet them, you know, as something more than just the background to Christine's perpetually catastrophic personal life, we realise that they are exclusively people of colour, and Christine, her family, the people that she lives around are all white. Again, this is not subtle. As readers, we're not eased into this. Safetown is a kind of twisted white supremacy fantasy, and it bears an awful similarity to multi-million dollar neighbourhoods across the country. Now, at this point, it would be easy to see Enclave as commentary on the wrong turn society took too long ago, and Christine as an exemplar of our own generation, coming to the realization we're on the wrong side of history. But this is Claire G. Coleman, and just as the reader starts to feel safe that they know where Christine's story is heading, she pulls back the proverbial curtain. Fans of Claire's first novel, Terra Nullius, will know her ability to stage an about-face that changes everything you thought you knew about the story. Enclave is a dark tale of excess and the absolutely destructive path of privilege. It explores racism by showing the absolute mundanity of the everyday actions that reinforce the power. There were times as I read that I thought the book was maybe moving too slow, not showing me things I needed to see. But that was Claire lulling a reader like me, someone who's lived close enough to privilege to not see it, into believing that this world could exist, because in a way, it kind of does. The horror she paints of a segregated society and rampant excess doesn't look terribly different to a Real Housewives episode, and therein lies the power. We see people so absolutely separated that for Christine, she has no idea of anyone else's life. It's a real thing to think about, like when we think of people who are coded other in the news, in our everyday conversations. Do we really know them? What do we really know of them? And Enclave shows us that, yeah, in many ways, many of us, we live, at least in our own mental enclaves. Enclave is an absolute recommendation for me, but beware. It's a story that has your expectations in its sights and knows that we don't change anything by maintaining the status quo. Thank you for joining me for Book Club. I am Andrew Popel. You can catch me on Final Draft. And hey, I've got Claire G. Coleman coming up on the show. So tune in every week or listen back on the Final Draft Great Conversations podcast. I'll see you next week. Till then, happy reading. Bye for now.